Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, Muhammad,
assalamualaikum. Can you hear me?
Yes, I hear you.
I'm good. How's the brother?
Okay, all praise be to Allah. Alhamdulillah.
Good. We're getting ready to go right now.
Okay. I put myself on mute. May Allah bless you with a good kupa.
Oh, thank you so much. Alhamdulillah. May Allah bless you all too, and appreciate your support always.
Okay,
brothers and sisters, peace be unto you. Assalamu alaikum. We have called into the radio broadcast station, and all of you who are on the line, please stay on the line, and we're going to go ahead and call the van and continue our connection with you. And welcome to our Jummah today in Los Angeles, California. I'm your imam for today, Muhammad Khatib. Alhamdulillah. We're going to call the van. Stay on the line. Don't hang up. Thank you.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu anna Muhammad Rasulullah. أشهد أن محمد رسول الله هيا صلى هيا للفلاح هيا للفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله. Brothers and sisters, welcome to our Jummah. We appreciate you being with us today. Please stay on the line. Do not hang up. Joining us, we are broadcasting in Los Angeles, California through the Blog Talk Radio program for our radio. And so those of you who are here today, we appreciate you being with us. And may Allah bless each and every one of you. We're going to go ahead and open up our Jummah, and today we wanted to talk about some very, very important things that have a lot to do with the times that we live in. So today we're going to talk about, a lot of the socialization and that Muslims are facing, with not just Muslims, but everybody, and which includes, the good and the bad. And we, as Muslims, have a duty to keep the lights on, to instruct you, to teach you, to call you to the remembrance of our Creator, Allah. And when I say our, I mean everybody. The whole creation was created by the will and the power of Almighty God. So, we'll talk about that. We'll talk about today about, like I say, socialization. But specifically, we want to talk a little bit about the downturn in a lot of people's spirit that has a lot to do with the downturn in the economy and downturn in especially morality, where people stop practicing the things that keep them standing and keep them strong. So we're going to open up, and we'll go into our talk today. And again, we appreciate you being with us. And I want to say peace be unto you, or as we say in Al-Islam in Arabic, Assalamu alaikum. Opening of the talk today is first off the words that Prophet Muhammad, the prayers and the peace be upon him, used to say This is his authentic talk. It's called Khutbah al-Hajja, or the Hajja speech, the Hajja talk. And it says, Inna means verily or truly. Inna alhamdulillahi nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruhu wa na'udhu billahi min sharuri anfusina wa min sayyati ahmalana. Man yahdi Allahu fala mudilla lahu wa man yudlil fala hadiya lahu wa ashhadu an la ilaha illa Allah wahdahu la sharika lahu wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluhu. Amma ba'd. Those words translated into English, these are profound statements from the messenger of Almighty God, Allah, the messenger's name, Muhammad. Prayers and peace be upon him. He is the perfect and the eternal human model for all mankind. And he will never be replaced. And what he has instructed us came straight from the creator of the heavens and the earth, Allah. And he is our model. We use him as our model for life. And I know there are many people who have degrees of knowledge, and they're studious people, wise people, philosophical people, and all of that. But Muhammad, the prophet, is the number one human being, the best performer of what the creator, of how the creator wants us to live. And we are to model ourselves on his life. He is said to be better than even all of the other prophets or messengers, better than even the first, but who is Adam, the father of all mankind, better than Moses or Noah or Jesus or Abraham or David or Solomon or any other messengers you can think of, Joseph, any of the messengers and prophets that you can think of. When I say Joseph, I mean Joseph of Egypt, the son of Jacob. We call him Yaqub, and we call Joseph Yusuf. You know, there's an Arabic component to all of the names, that many names that we're familiar with. When we say Abraham, well, the Arabic translation or component or likeness to it is Ibrahim. The ancient Semitic languages, the old, I believe it's said that the oldest Semitic language is Aramaic, and then came the Hebrew, and then came the Arabic, you know, and they're all related. So don't be surprised or go into shock when you hear the name pronounced differently or similar. We should learn languages. We should learn history. We should learn what people were doing years and years and years ago. And it's said that if you study, then you won't be making the mistakes that others made. But we as Muslims also know that if you study, if you learn, you will be getting the successes that people had. And obviously, there were more successes for mankind than failures. Otherwise, we wouldn't be here, right? But the important thing is to not waste your life by doing what's right and patterning yourself or copying what's right. Then you prolong your life, you preserve your life, you strengthen your life. And you'd be surprised at the strength that you get. They call it aging, quality aging that you get from doing something right. And you get so strong that other people want to copy themselves on you or copy after you and your behavior. The Prophet Muhammad, the prayers and the peace be upon him, he is the end of all of the messengers. No matter who they are, he has all of the qualities that any of the other messengers had. the successful qualities of knowing that there is no God but the God, the Creator. Success of knowing that if you do what's right, the Creator will save you. And if you don't do what's right, he will let you be injured. He will let you be crippled. He will let you be destroyed. And we know that we believe that, and we know that there is a better life for those who practice goodness. And Allah tells us in our book, the Holy Quran, many, many good things. I'm going to read some of the Quran today. So we do what's good and we avoid wrong. In fact, the mission of anybody who believes in the Creator, the mission of really the whole creation, even the animals do it, is to guide to what is right. The mother animal teaches the child the things to do right, the things that it needs to do to keep itself in good form, teaches it how to clean itself, teaches it how to eat, how to hunt. And it teaches the creature what to avoid, how to avoid the bad things, how to avoid the animals that would kill it or attack it, what things to this nature. Allah puts in nature and into the mother and into the parent, the parents of the animals. It puts in there how to smell things and make objectable or objectionable, I guess is the right word, something that doesn't smell right, the animal's not going to eat that. Human being might eat it and poison himself, but the animals, they can sniff something or maybe lick it one time and they don't want that. But Allah has raised the human being to where he does things on a very, very, very high level. So we follow the moral and mental and spiritual signals that come from the great men before us, and we pattern ourselves on that. And I say men and women because every man is born of a woman. Our women don't lead us, but we wouldn't be here if it were not for our mothers. And Allah tells us through Prophet Muhammad, the prayers and the peace be upon him, that paradise lies at the feet or at the foot of the mother. And so we need to learn that as Muslims. We practice that as Muslims, and we take very good care of our women folk. We are to respect the women, love the women, protect the women, guide the women. That's our job and our duty. Her duty is not to protect us from the enemies, certain enemies, of course, you know. But in warfare especially, the man's duty is to work for the woman, to build for the woman, and not just the woman, but the family. And that's what he's doing when he builds for the woman. He's building for the family because he has children, and now he has to protect all of them. These are the things that we believe in as Muslims. So Prophet Muhammad, the prayers be upon him, he had all the high qualities that Allah had given to all of the messengers. So we, and the animals, as I say, we learn to call to what is right or invite to what is right, to do what is right. It's right in the Holy Quran, what we're supposed to do. And the Holy Quran teaches us, kuntum khayra ummatin ukhrijat lil nas, ta'maruna bil ma'ruf wa tanhauna 'anil munkari wa tu'minuna billah. We are the people. We are the people who have this high quality sense, this highest quality sense. We have the guidance and knowledge. We have the vision, like the lights, like the headlights. We got the bright lights. So much is this important, or so much is this the truth, that Allah says that we are a whole community, a whole group. He has made us a whole group of people, the best of people. That we are the best of people, the best community, to call for what is right and forbid what is wrong. Look at that great protection there, that separation, true from falsehood, good from bad, healthy from sick and diseased. We have that salvation. We're carrying it with us through the message that we received. You call to what is right and you forbid what is wrong, and you believe in Allah. That's what that verse was saying that I was reciting. So Allah has already put it in us what we're supposed to be doing. And Allah says that what we share with the people is the absolute trust. Absolute trust, yes. The absolute truth is what I meant to say. The absolute truth. And Allah says, لَا يَعْتُونِكَ بِمَثَلٍ إِلَّا جِئْنَاكَ بِالْحَقِّ وَأَحْسَنَ تَفْسِيرًا. That there is no matter that exists. There's no question that could be asked that Allah reveals the truth of the matter, the truth about it, and the best explanation thereof. The best explanation about it. I'm very happy today. Now, thank Allah. And, you know, we're not always feeling happy. We're not always feeling happy, but we must remember at all times that we are protected with that great truth that Allah has put in nature, that great truth that is his own truth that he gives to nature. And one of the names of Allah is the Al-Haq, the truth. And what he has revealed is Haqqa, the truth, the real reality. The real reality. I don't care what the world tells you, and this is some of what we're going to talk about today. Allah has the real reality, the only reality, the original reality for us that he has made for us to live. He has deposited that into the leaders of people that he wants to carry it as guides or leaders for us. That's why we don't reject any of the messengers. But we do have in Muhammad the best of all of them. He's called Khayr Mursaleen. Khayrul Mursaleen. Khayru means good or better or best. Khayrul Mursaleen. Hasan means good too. But Khayr means better than that. Khayr Mursaleen. Mursaleen means messengers, prophets, messengers, leaders, the guides for human beings, for all mankind, men and jinn, guides all of them. Muhammad is called Khayr Mursaleen, the best of all of the messengers. So we have everything that the creation, we have everything that the society, we live on earth, we live in societies, we live in families, we live in groups, we live in communities. We have everything that everybody needs to be successful. Now, if you, for some reason, were born so-called defect, an imperfection, a problem, then okay, you're excused. Allah doesn't charge you or put you on the scale with the people who know right from wrong and can do better. And one of the things, or I should say the major thing we're going to talk about today is how our religion, our culture, our way of life, our book of guidance, our messenger, our way of life as Muslims, how it dissolves. It defies, it does away with, it dispels depression, types of depression. Allah says, "Ala inna awliyallahi la khawfun alayhim wa la hum yahzanun." Behold, on the friends of Allah, there shall be no fear, nor shall they grieve. Depression is a worry, a fear, a tiredness, a weighing down. A damage, an injury to our normal, peaceful state of mind. And Allah says in the Holy Quran, he has designed us so we would have happiness and joy. One of the identities of the believers is that they shall have joy in all that they do. High quality life, great life, wonderful life. We have to work for it, yes. You know, when you're a baby, you got to learn to crawl. You got to learn to stand up. You got to learn to walk. You got to learn to run. Well, everything's in stages. Everything's educational. We have to learn so much. We learn. You're always learning. Try to remember the value of a lesson, brothers and sisters, and try to see where you might have made a mistake if you do something that brings you a harm or a disease, and then try to retrace your steps and see if you could undo some of this stuff. And number one is to remember to call on Allah for help, to help you in any matter. Allah says in the Holy Quran, He has revealed the truth about every matter. And Allah says He has put us here to teach the whole world right from wrong, that we are the best community. We are a community of a couple of billion, inviting to all that is good and forbidding all that is wrong. Who are we doing that to? We're doing it to the rest of the world. We're inviting the whole world to learn right from wrong. Our classroom is the Holy Quran, and the teacher is Muhammad, the prayers and peace be upon him forever. And he taught us exactly how to worship Allah, how to worship Allah. And he gave us everything we need. So there's no philosophers, no leaders, no prophets, nobody coming along after Muhammad's work, and it's ongoing forever. There's nobody coming along after him to teach us, reteach us, or any of that. Because we have all the answers in the Holy Quran, and we have the person, the human being, who successfully, better than anybody else that ever existed or ever will exist, he successfully lived the life that Allah, the creator of the heavens and the earth, wants human beings to live. Period. Allah says in the Quran, follow it and be righteous. Follow the guidance that came through Muhammad, the guidance of Allah that came through Muhammad. Muhammad did it expertly, perfectly, and be righteous. That's all we have to do. That's all we have to do. So that, before I forget, I'm going to translate that Arabic that we read in the beginning, Bilal Hajjah. It says, praise be to Allah. We seek his help and forgiveness. We seek refuge with Allah from the evil of our own souls and from our bad deeds. Whosoever Allah guides will never be led astray, and whomsoever Allah leads astray, no one can guide. I bear witness that there is no God except Allah, the one and only. I bear witness that Muhammad is his servant and his messenger, the one that the Quran was revealed to. They asked him, family, his wife, how is he in the home? We see him out here, outside the home, but how is he in the home? In other words, they were basically asking, is he excellent in the home too? Because they knew he was excellent. They knew how strong he was and committed. But they said, how is he? And his wife said, when you see him, you see the Quran. And she was including herself, too. When you see him, when you know that he is standing right in front of you with existence, when you think of him in your mind, even if you don't see him physically, he is the Quran. And you've heard many times the Muslims say that Prophet Muhammad, the prayers and the peace be upon him, is the Quran walking. So he is a physical embodiment of what it means to be the highest quality leading Muslim, the best human being that ever lived. That's who Prophet Muhammad, the prayer and the peace be upon him, is. And some people might say, I have a problem trying to figure it out. How can he be better than these people before him? How could he be better than Adam even? Adam did not have the mission that Prophet Muhammad, the prayer and the peace be upon him, had, even though Adam is the father of all mankind. Adam didn't have to do what Prophet Muhammad did, peace be upon him. He didn't have to go through the tests and the trials, and he didn't get the victory over people and their falsehood, and there was nobody else there but his sons. Madness started in the days of Adam. Prophet Muhammad, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, was there to crush madness forever. And we have the book. He was there to receive the book, the message that will crush madness forever. And we're part of the crushing. We're the crushers. We're hurting Shaitan. Allah says, hurl the truth against This is naqafu bil haqqi ala al batili. Verily, we hurl the truth against falsehood. And the rest of that verse says, and it knocks out its brain. So we're here to crush falsehood. And that includes worry, fear, and all of that. We're here to destroy falsehood. And Allah is telling us in the Holy Quran, if we use his book, we can do it. He says, hurl the truth, hurl the Quran against falsehood, and it will knock out his brain. So the stuff that they're trying to feed us and constantly feeding us and trying to feed us in this society and many, many, many other societies of the world, don't forget, we're only about 20% of the world's population at 2 billion. Is 8 billion. That's about 25%, right? The other 6 billion people, the other 6 billion people, they're just groping. But they have a big voice, always talking about something, always talking about something. And Shaitan said, your seductive voice is what you use on people. And Shaitan said, give me time and I will prove to you that I can mislead them. But brothers and sisters, Allah tells us in the Holy Quran that Shaitan is no challenge for the true believers. Shaitan can't mislead us. He only misleads himself. And Allah gives us a view of what happens in the end of time where Satan says, don't blame me, people, for misguiding you or trying to misguide you. He said, blame yourself. He said, I called you and I promised you that I would help you. I would deliver you to a garden or a place, a paradise that will never pass away. It will never fail. He said, but I failed in my promise. He said, so don't blame me. Blame your own self for listening to me. He said, I fear Allah. And then he says, for those who disbelieve or those who disobey Allah, there must be a punishment, a consequence. Brothers and sisters, don't say, I'll wait and see and try to get to the end of your life or wait till some bad thing happens to you to think you're going to straighten out or get out of it. No, we want to live the best life we can, and Allah has given us the guidance in the Holy Quran, and that's what we were talking about earlier, is that Allah in the Quran has revealed every matter, every concern about life and the best way of explaining it, the best way of living it. Every matter has been dealt with in the Quran. That's what that verse was talking about. La yatunika bi mathalin illa jiknaka bil haqqi wa ahsana tafsira. That there is no matter that exists. It starts out with la. Means not or no. La yatunika, there's no matter that can be questioned or asked about. There's no question that can be asked except that Allah reveals the truth. Bil haqqi wa asana tafsira, that he answers it with truth and the best tafsir or ability to explain and sort things out. That's what it's talking about. You heard about books and leaders who teach tafsir. But brothers and sisters, we were also saying that there's no messengers, no prophets, no nobody, nobody in the whole world. The other 6 billion people on the earth out of the 8 billion, the other 6 billion people, they don't have all the answers. And I know people got their favorite philosophers, their favorite teachers, their favorite professionals. Some of these people have PhDs and double PhDs and 2 and 3 master's degrees. And do you really think they are better guided than the guidance of Allah? Do you really think they have more answers than the Holy Quran? Do you really think they have more answers than God himself, Allah? They can't. The Holy Quran are the words of Allah. How you going to go get some book from some guy, girl, philosopher, doctor, whatever, and then turn around and tell yourself and others that this book will better guide me than the words of the creator of the heavens and the earth? Don't be a fool. And Allah says right in the Quran, do not follow the footsteps of Satan. Do not be fooled. Satan fool you. So we thank Allah for guiding us and helping us. And brothers and sisters, hold on to Allah. Allah has the right to have all of your allegiance. Pledge your allegiance to Allah by keeping your faith in Him, by believing strongly in Allah and trusting that Allah has all the answers for you, and appreciating the fact that Allah has sent you the answers through a human being and proved that the answers can be lived over and over and over again and are still alive and still being used by billions, and it's been over 1,000 years. The challenge was given to them. If you can come up with verses that's better than the Quran, do it. They haven't been able to do it. And you've heard about people who've written hundreds of books. They didn't do it. You've heard about them having thousands of followers, millions of followers all over the world who believe in their philosophy or believe in their politics. They haven't been able to do it. Them and their books are dying. They're dead and dying. Allah says, don't worship things, these false gods, because they are lifeless. We think they're alive because they're moving. We think they're alive because their philosophy is still being passed around. Allah never dies. Allah never dies. Allah's not giving you philosophy. Allah's giving you reality. Allah has provided reality for us to live inside of. That's why when you try to talk to people, they can't really hear you. They don't get it. Don't think that you're not giving them the truth just because they turn away from you. Allah says in the Quran, they turn on their faces. You see, it says in the Quran, Allah says in the Quran, you will notice a denial. That's real. You will notice a denial on the faces of the unbelievers. And Allah says that what's in their heart is far worse. That's another verse in the Quran. Allah shows you these people, these creatures that He allowed to have life. He shows you. He shows them to you inside and out. Allah tells us, don't be a traitor to faith. Keep your faith as much as you can, as best you can. Keep believing in His messenger who proved that that faith can be lived, who established that faith for us in this life. And we're still living it over 1,000 years later. This is the year 1444. The Islamic calendar came into being when Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam escaped the persecution of the evil ones in Mecca, Arabia, and fled to Medina. And when he arrived in Medina, that's when the calendar started. And this is the day, the month of Dhul-Qa'dah. And this is the 13th day. I looked it up. She better do. You better start learning your religion. Because otherwise, you end up some kind of a hybrid, living some of what the unbelievers live, living some of what you know is al-Islam. But you want to be better than that. Allah forgives all sins. So if you make a mistake, all of the unbelievers, and you do some wrong, look at it, we're smothered with wrong in this society, but we ain't dead. And they can't really handle us once we make up our mind to do it, to do this religion right, to treat Allah right, to respect Allah, to humble ourselves to the Lord of the worlds and tell Him, here I am for you, Allah. I don't want to be with this world. This world can't take you nowhere. They're following the devil. The devil's got them on drugs. The devil's got them, the abortion. The devil's got them drinking. The devil's got them gambling. The devil's got them shooting each other. The devil's got them shooting many people at one time, mass murderers and stuff. The devil's got them eating the wrong things. The devil's got them dressing the wrong way. The devil's got them doing every kind of crazy thing you can think of. The porn industry, that's a habit now. It's accepted. The homosexuality. This is nothing but porn and lust and filth and lies and superstition, all that crap. Only an idiot would think a female, with all of what Allah has given her, needs to be a male, when Allah has made males and females. And He made them for each other.
He didn't make the male so he could be all by himself. He didn't make the female so they could be all over there in their group. And they all loving on each other and getting zero production. The lust they call happiness and joy, Allah calls in the Quran mad joy. They're mad joy. They had that stuff in the days of Prophet Lot. Luke, we call him in Arabic. Allah said, look, they came, they were rushing and trying to overrun the Prophet, peace be upon him. And Allah says, in their mad joy. And the Prophet says, stop, stop, stop. He said, here, take my righteous daughters. They're better for you. They said, we don't want no woman. That's what they said to the messenger of Allah, named Lot, or Luke, alayhi salam. That's his Arabic pronunciation of Lot. The Bible calls him Lot. Brothers and sisters, that proves that that foolishness that they got in their minds, that the homosexuals got, they prove it don't work. It will only destroy a society. Don't you see the meltdown happening all around you? They're crazy. They're parading in the streets like they're insane. They're sick. They're twisted. I don't care what the government says. Don't you see with your own eyes how perverted and filthy they are? Got me spitting on myself. I'm talking so emphatically. Yes, you better put some emphasis on living right, brothers and sisters. You better put some emphasis on making sure that you don't put something together that don't belong together. Allah talks about it in the Holy Quran. There's things that don't belong together. Homosexuality does not, it's not nature. It's not true nature. It's falsehood. It's people who are living in their lustful desires, their own vain desires. They're flaming, they're on fire. They're out of control in their passions. They're so out of control that a woman does not want a man. She doesn't want nature anymore. A man, he doesn't want nature anymore. They don't have no family. They don't produce no family from that. Then the fools get on TV and say, we don't have to come together. We'll just grow the baby in the laboratory. How freaky and how stupid can we get from listening to them? How freaky are they and how stupid we are for thinking that's okay? Well, the Muslims are here to tell you that's not okay. We're not sick. We're not going to be allowed to be, we're not sick, and we're not going to allow ourselves to be sick. And Allah says, if you follow them, he will punish you. If you follow crime and sin, Allah says he will punish you. If you follow Satan, you are committing a crime. You are committing shirk. You are worshiping Satan or worshiping something that he offers you to worship besides Allah. And that's the worst thing that exists. That's the worst thing you could do with your time here on earth. I don't care if you're 50 years or 100 years old. The worst thing you can do is call on or try to put something as being more important than Allah. Muslims say Allahu Akbar. That means Allah is more important and greater than anything or anyone that exists. And we declare that. When we say that deep in our hearts, deep in our souls, because we know that every pronouncement in favor of our mind and our consciousness, our feelings that say Allah is great, we know we get rewarded for that. Even when you read a verse in the Quran, one letter, each letter carries 10 rewards. One letter. Whether you believe it or not, if you have even a little bit of faith, you will go into the heavenly consciousness about that. You will be getting rewards for your heavenly consciousness on your scale. The scales of good and bad, you know, Allah weighs our conduct. He says it's for weighing our conduct. So try to believe because the world try to get you to disbelieve, but keep doing right because the more you call on Allah, the more you try to do right, the better off you are, the heavier your scale of good is getting. And if the world has blinded you to the beautiful balance of the scale and makes you forget that you're being blessed, you should understand whenever you have any amount of awareness, you should say, I'm being blessed just by being a Muslim, just by calling on Allah, just by reading a verse in the Quran, just by reading one letter even in the Quran, by trying to make peace. I'm being an example of what Allah made for me to be about in the life of this world, to bring sacred connections together, to call on Allah and advise people to believe in the Creator. Don't believe in the world. Don't give yourself to the astrology and the different superstitions, the gambling. Don't give yourself to these silly people who are running through the streets, parading through the streets, and talking about they're happy and trying to claim the colors that Allah gave nature as their colors. Nature curses them. Allah says wrongdoers get cursed by everything entitled to curse. Do you know that? So when they say that the colors are theirs, when they say that their life, so-called lifestyle, is the right style and all that, they're being cursed. You're looking at a cursed creature, a miserable cursed creature. That's what you're looking at when you see them on television. You know, that's why, who wants to show us that? It's the devil that wants to show you that. Nobody's just born or grew up talking about, I think I'm going to show the whole world how to be a freak. Nobody's born like that. Don't accept this world and what it's talking about in the media. It's the devil and the devil's children, his agents, his workers, his representatives, those who get benefit from serving the devil, from serving Satan. They are the ones who want to put this confusion on TV in and through what we call the media and in the movies and into books, and get it as in the most effective and most disastrously destructive way they can, and feed it to our children in the educational system. And all of that confusion will bring depression about. It will bring sorrow and misery. Allah doesn't want us to live in sorrow and misery. So when we believe in Allah, and we believe in His messenger, and we make our prayers, when we give in charity, we're being blessed. Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said even a smile is a charity, because in some societies it's hard to smile. In some society, the people feel like they have nothing to smile for, and that's what they're trying to do in this society. You haven't seen it? You don't notice it? Don't you notice some people dragging around? Don't you notice it? Don't you notice some people acting all depressed? Don't you see the people you hear nobody talking happily, sweetly, honorably? You don't hear nobody talking like that? Very few. You hear the people that's greedy, that's brought dope with them to the society, running the alcohol industry and different things like that. You hear them claiming that they're so happy, pretending that they're so happy. Allah says in the Quran, there's a verse in the Quran, says, let them laugh a little. Much will they weep. Let them laugh a little. Much will they weep. I know we used to go to the store with my mom, and she tells you don't touch nothing. You better not touch nothing. And you mess around and touch something, and she said, okay, I'm saving up something for you then, since you want to be hard-headed. Oh, you broke something? Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. I'm promising you. Well, Allah promises too, and He says in the Holy Quran, He never breaks His promise. If sometime we get home, Mom say, I'm going to let you slide this time, but you ever do that no more. Okay, Mom, we'd be so happy. And don't let her say she'll save us for our dad. You know, we weren't people that was out shooting and selling drugs and going in the penitentiary and all that, because my dad was a crippler, and you knew it. He wouldn't cripple you to where you couldn't walk, but he sure would put something on you, and He would make you remember. My dad's gone. May Allah be pleased with him, have mercy on him, forgive him his sins, admit him to paradise. My mom's still living. She's 90, over 90 years old. But I'm an old man. And when I think of my dad, I think of him honorably. I think of him with respect. I think of my dad as somebody you didn't cross. You didn't play games with him. You didn't disrespect him. You didn't talk back to him at all. Brothers and sisters, we better get that kind of spirit. Don't let nothing happen to your ability to obey what is right. So we're going to go into the second part of the talk. I've made this longer than I thought I was. I still want to read some verses in the Quran, and I still want to talk about us not giving ourselves to these various forms of depression. There's all kinds of things that can depress you, and there's various forms of depression. Some depressions are so aged, so ingrained, that's the word I was looking for, so ingrained that the person can't help themselves anymore. Some people, through heredity, inherited a defect in their ability to handle normal life. They may live a pretty good childhood, but the scientists say there's childhood depression too. So by the time they get a certain age, you may notice it as young as 3 or 4 or 5. The child's got emotional problems, problems dealing with letdowns or disappointment. The word is what it is. Letdown, disappointment. And the child may act out in all kind of strange ways. He may not talk. Brothers and sisters, that's not normal. And so we as Muslims have to understand that our culture, our religion, helps us from the beginning to the end because, you know, Muslims are in charge of and supporting and helping and appreciating and loving and guiding and leading our people from the beginning, from my birth, before you born. Your mother should be reading Quran to you in the womb. All the way to your death. Somebody picks you up, takes you, washes you, and prays for you, and wraps you up, and puts you in the grave, asking Allah to help, have mercy upon you, forgive you your sins, and get you into paradise. And then you're in your grave, left with nothing but your deeds. Brothers and sisters, let's improve our deeds. The more good you do, the happier you're going to be. Don't worry so much about trying to affect the exact specific problem. Try to keep your, here's what I'm trying to say, try to keep your mind right, in the right attitude and spirit, and in the right knowledge of what Allah says about situations in the Quran, since Allah says that every matter is dealt with in the Quran. So look at that, and look at it again, and look at it over and over again. I'll give you an example I'm talking about is that, not an example, but I'll give you a something that will support what I'm talking about. As you read your Quran in Ramadan, this might be your 30th or 40th or 50th Ramadan, and you read the Quran and you say, I don't remember seeing that verse before. So brothers and sisters, human beings can't see everything. We can't know everything. Things unfold for us, and Allah says in the Quran, verily, we will grow you and take you from stage to stage. So whenever any problem comes up, get into your Quran. And get with people who know the Quran and ask them about various things so they can help you think about it properly and don't get into a corner or some hole and just sit there and let Shaitan continuously whisper to you or hold you back from growth and development, proper growth and good development and happiness and joy and a successful life. Allah says in the Holy Quran, He's given you everything you need for the completion of your life, for the success of your life. Everybody. If these things are true, then we got all the gold in this religion. The rest of them are out there in the fire. We got all the purity, all the help. Allah says one of His attributes is the help, and He says if you get help, help ain't going to come from nobody but Allah. Even if He sends it through somebody, that's Allah's help coming to you. Brothers and sisters, I'm admonishing you, and I'm warning you, don't let yourself slip down or fall down or get into a bad situation where you're mourning and crying and grieving and over and just, oh, you hardly can get out the bed and all of that. You better look in that Quran. You better call somebody. I'm talking about Allah. You better call the believers who you know and trust, love you, and care about you, and have some idea, inshallah, of what you're talking about, or at least can remind you. Say, well, let's get in the Quran and see if we can find the answer in ourselves. We need help and support all the time. And it sometimes it bugs me that I don't hear from people until something bad is going on, so-called bad, which usually is simple. And you know what? people never ask themselves, well, what's the worst that could happen? They'll go somewhere and go through something and just eat their guts out, eat their heart out, let themselves come all to pieces over something that's 10 levels, and they only go through level one or two, and then they say, oh, I can't do it no more. Oh, I can't take this. Oh, what am I going to do?
Brothers and sisters, this society, this is the society where Satan and his followers on TV and through the news and through the media will drive people to kill themselves. I don't know if you know that or not.
They don't care about you. This is narcissistic, vain, sick, selfish, degenerate, evil qualities that you, so-called qualities that you see in this society will drive you to the end of your mind, damage your mind, let things be so dark you can't see. You'll be like a somebody lost in the forest. So it bugs me that I don't get to hear from people sometimes. They should just say, how you doing? How's everything? I sent you a pair of socks or something, or a card. Why aren't we doing that? Why aren't we doing that? And then, you know, this is a culture of death in this society. They have images and idols that they worship where they celebrate the death. Oh, he died. Oh, he's bleeding. You better stop that, because these people will make you cry and moan and mourn over things that are not even a reality, not even real. Allah says they never killed and crucified anybody. That's what Allah says in the Quran about Christ Jesus, peace be upon him, the messenger of Allah. He wasn't the messenger of Satan. Satan's using him for a messenger to misguide the people. And the people that he was sent to say he wasn't even real. They say that he wasn't real. They say he was not a messenger. They say he was a fake. Do you know that? The children of Israel say that about Jesus. Do you know that? And Muslims have right in the Holy Quran that whole thing is a facade, that it's a fake. So be careful, because you're committing a crime, you're committing a sin to let these people's sentiment creep into you. And the children of Israel themselves, they cry about what the political leaders did to them and how they killed them and killed so many of them. Hey, what about the hundreds and hundreds of millions of Africans that were taken out of Africa? Many of them died crossing the oceans. Many of them had just horrible diseases. If they got too sick for the cruel, evil Caucasian trappers and kidnappers, they would just throw them overboard. You've read it, or you heard it said that the sharks used to follow the slave ships because they knew they was going to get to eat. What about the hundreds of millions? Do we run around crying about the Black Holocaust? We're still suffering it, whether you know it or not. We're still suffering it. Police choking people out, letting civilians choke people out, shooting people, children with guns, drugs being smuggled across the border from people that come from other lands who some kind of way end up with everything you're supposed to have as a citizen of your country. You don't see that? What do you think it is? You think it's happening all by itself? No, it's a scheme. It tells us in the Holy Quran, he warns against the schemes of Satan. He gives us illumination or insight, a mindset big enough to where we're not looking at no TV. We just look down the street and see this scheme being operated on us. Or we look at the government leaders who are passing laws and making sanctuaries that give away your life as a citizen. And then all of a sudden, there's all kind of dope to finish you off. Right in the neighborhood, right in the street. People that don't know nothing about chemistry, don't grow anything for themselves as farmers, all of a sudden they end up on dope from people that sneak in here from other countries. And it's well known, documented, long-standing habit that dope comes from where they come from. I don't want your head to explode from thinking too long. You should have known all this stuff already. But I have to just bring it on out because we don't have many leaders that really will expose these children of Israel's tricks anymore, the media tricks anymore, Hollywood and the actors. Why do you call them actors? Why do they need to show you stuff? Why do they need to show you homosexuality? Why do they need to tell you about constantly crying about their situation with the political leaders that hated them and would murder their group? Why don't they say, hey, the stuff we went through over in Germany, I see y'all going through some of that. Y'all maybe not be getting put in ovens, but y'all getting shot down the street. You're getting choked out. Your women are being taught that they can be, should be with another race because your race ain't no good. Your men is murdering each other and filling up the jails. That don't bother nobody. And we don't have any leadership in the country that controls the media enough to expose the evils. They're just constantly crying and moaning about what they went through 40, 50, 60 years ago. And the people of Africa for hundreds of years have been suffering. Horrible, horrible disgrace and persecution and abuse and murder and kidnapping. Fewer than a dozen European countries were involved in the slave trade, and they did it for hundreds of years, and they still use the descendants of those people that they abused. The ones that were strong enough to survive, we're still suffering from the abuses of those dozens of European countries who were led by their dozens and dozens of different popes who lived and died watching their own constituents, their own so-called worshipers or their own followers destroy the African people and the Native American people and others. Some people say, oh, they didn't worship the popes. They brought that story to Prophet Muhammad, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, too. And they said, oh, they don't worship the rabbis and the priests. They don't worship them. Prophet Muhammad, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, said, indeed, their followers do worship them. And Allah says it right in the Quran, how they take them as God. They take their priests and their anchorites. They take their priests and their so-called lords as gods besides Allah. You read it in the Quran. What do you think it's talking about? It's talking about the reality that we live in. These people are devils. Elijah Muhammad told you that. He called them by their color. But their system is the devil. It's a bigger devil than their color will ever be. Their color has to live and die just like your color does, go in the grave. But their attitude, their intention to destroy you, to kill you, to set you up, to abuse you, to enslave you, to use you for hundreds of years, that's still going on, brothers and sisters. Don't you see it? You think the Japanese woman or the Mexican woman or the and those people are Chinese, any of them, you think they want to marry you? No, they're told that you are the scourge. You're the most hated creature on the earth. Not even your own woman want to marry you. We don't have no relationship in our family that's that strong. These Europeans spent 500 years or more making sure that you were out of your mind with various types of depression and psychosis and superstitions and lies and evils. I hope you remember what I'm talking about, because there's going to be people from time to time that's going to pull the covers back off of this wizard and show the whole world that he ain't Allah. He ain't so tough. He's the devil. Brothers and sisters, we're going to go into the second part of the talk, and it's going to be very brief, and I apologize that we got to deal with depression a little bit, but go to the Quran, and we didn't do it like I wanted to. But I'm going to read a few verses in the Quran, and then we're going to go. But I'm going to stop and go into the second part of the talk, and I want everybody to stay on the line that has joined us today. Thank you. Alhamdulillah. Assalamu alaikum. Alhamdulillah. Assalamu alaikum.
Alhamdulillah, wa salatu wa salamu ala al-kharam rasaleen Muhammad ibn Abdullah wa al-alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Alhamdulillah, that means praise be to Allah and peace be upon his prophet Muhammad, the best of all of the messengers that were sent, and peace be upon his family and his and all of the believers the world over. That means. Brothers and sisters, we're going to read a little bit of the Quran. We thank Allah for you joining us today. We thank Allah for making us Muslims, and this religion is no plaything for us. People can't understand you because you already live inside of a safety zone that is so good, so healthy, so profound. Stay in it. Don't go out there with them. They are really sick. Allah says, if they listen to you, good. He said, but you're not allowed to follow them. Allah says, they follow you, good. They're following the right way. But you're not allowed to follow them into wrong. You're not allowed to follow them into strange and weird and freaky philosophies. Mm-mm. The days of their month or their months are named after idols, named after mythology. Mythology, that's similar to witchcraft. You know, in Al-Islam, you can be put to death for witchcraft, practicing witchcraft. Yeah, and in Muslim countries, and during the time of Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, many times along the way, anybody that was caught practicing superstition stuff, witchcraft, and all that stuff, I'm sure they were exiled, put into prison, but I have read that they were put to death. I'm not advocating killing anybody. They just kill their lie. Don't believe in their lie. Don't support their lie. Boycott their lie. That's what you should do. Don't follow these people because they have gotten into your head with that white face, that European face, that European feature. I remember Malcolm Shabazz, what they call Malcolm X. One time he said, walk like a Muslim. He says, stand up. Don't be drooped all down and humping your back. He says, stand up. Walk like a Muslim. I remember him saying that. Allah tells us in the Quran how to behave too. How to stand up. And Allah says right in the Quran, the same words, don't droop down when you made a mistake. You seek Allah's forgiveness and stand up. And try not to, Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, a Muslim is one who does not fall into the same hole twice. Try to avoid repeating crimes and sins. Try to avoid repeating sins and mistakes. Ask Allah's forgiveness. Allah says he's got forgiveness greater than any sin you can commit. But that's Allah's forgiveness. Don't forget that people, they might kill you for something you did. But the prisoner might ask Allah's forgiveness, and Allah might forgive the person. But I wouldn't try that if I was a wrongdoer. No, be as righteous as you can. Life requires morality. Don't let your moral body be damaged or injured. We're going to read from the Holy Quran. Something my son was pointing out to me and that he was sharing with someone. And this is chapter 6, verse 151. I'm just going to read it in English for the sake of time. It says that, say, come, I will rehearse what Allah has really forbidden, prohibited. Join not anything as equal with him. Be good to your parents. Kill not your children on a plea of want. Muslims not committing abortions and murder of children. The Quran says, we provide sustenance for you and for them. Come not near to shameful deeds, whether open or secret. Come not near to shameful behavior, whether open or secret. Take not life, which Allah has made sacred. Take not life which Allah has made sacred, except by way of justice and law. Somebody kills a child or commits some kind of a wicked crime, they have to be excluded, maybe at the point of their death, their life, from the community. We can't have that. So Muslims should not ever come near to being somebody who's going to be put to death because of some crazy stuff they were doing. Thus does he command you, Allah commands you, that you may learn wisdom. Our religion is the wise way, brothers and sisters. Don't you see how much smarter Allah has blessed us to be? than others. We're not bragging, talking about we're better than you. We don't have to brag. Allah says in the Holy Quran, kuntum khayra ummatin ukhrijat lil nas, that you are the best community, whole community, brought out for the betterment of all mankind, the benefits of all mankind, inviting to all that is good and forbidding all that is wrong and believing in Allah. Don't we need people like that? Yes, and you should thank Allah that he's made you one like that. You will be paid more than you can measure, repaid by Allah so much more than you can imagine, ever. And verse 152 says, and come not near to the orphan's property except to improve it until he attains the age of full strength. Give measure and weight with full justice. When you're involved in business, be true and just to each other. No burden do we place on any soul but that which it can bear. Whenever you speak, speak justly. You know, I've given probably, I don't know, somewhere near, really near, 2,000 lectures. Every week I'm speaking somewhere, thanks to Allah. Do you realize what the force and the power and the weight of speaking rightly and justly as a Muslim, speaking rightly and justly and giving advice and guidance to people will do to your being, to your nature, to your character, why you look better, act better, talk better, think better, even when you're down. You think better than the average person in these Western societies. You think better than the people in France, better than the people in England, America, Canada, Mexico. You think better than the people in Spain and Portugal and Germany and Italy. You think better than them because you got the Islamic mind. You think better than the Dutch. Because you got the Islamic mind. Those people have been sick for years and years and years. And one of the reasons they hate you, one of the reasons they hate you is because they have a guilty conscience about all of the destruction and pain and misery and abuse and the crimes and the sin and the misguidance that they brought upon you and your children. Been involved in that shame and that disgrace for hundreds of years. That's why they scared of you and hate you. They wish you weren't alive. They wish you would just poof and be gone. Allah says in the Quran, 1,000 years, they would not escape the punishment that is due them. I'm not talking about their color. I'm talking about that wickedness. And they were inspired by the children of Israel who tell them that Jesus is dead. But the Holy Quran said Jesus is not dead. They tell them to worship Jesus, but the children of Israel don't worship Jesus. They say he was a fake. You think about that. That's a hypocrite if I ever saw one. They're hypocrites. And if they would lie about religion and have their leaders like popes and different ones lie about religion and carry around statues of dead people, of dead man on there and say that they're God, then they'll lie to you about anything, won't they? Can't believe in them. Every day they're on TV about don't be an anti-Semite, don't be an anti-Semite, don't be. They're constantly reminding you of to hate somebody or to hate yourself, whoever it is, if you are anti-Semite, when they're the worst haters on the planet, directly tied to wickedness and Satan. And Jesus aptly named them, didn't he? He said, you know what? That's what he told his own people. He said, you know what? You're the children of Satan. You're the children of the devil. That's what he told them. So brothers and sisters, we're going to stop here. And did I finish reading that last of that verse? When you speak, speak justly, even if a near relative is concerned. You think these people in this society are like that? No, they protect each other. They're wrongdoers. They protect each other. Allah says in the Quran, if you don't protect each other as Muslims, there will be great destruction. Come on. There will be great oppression in the life. It says, fill your covenant of Allah. Thus does he command you that you may remember. That's what he's talking to the Muslims. There's more. But, okay, verse 155 says, verily, this is my way leading straight. Follow it. Follow not other paths. Don't follow other ways. Don't follow other
philosophies, what they call their philosophies and their social orders, and they're telling you to be politically correct and all that. They want you to talk like they want you to talk, but they don't talk like that. They love themselves. They help themselves. They're greedy and selfish. They're sectarian. They're exclusive. Exclusivism. Exclusivity. They live in that. To reject you and love theyself. They tell you to be politically correct. In other words, they're telling you to say what they want you to say against yourself and everybody else. And to lie. They have lied into your religion. You've been hijacked. Brothers and sisters, be careful. Verily, this is Allah saying in the Quran, verily, this is my way leading straight. Follow it. Follow not other paths. They will scatter you about from Allah's great path. Thus doth he command you that you may be righteous. Sadaqallahu alazim, Allah speaks the truth. That means Allah spoke the truth from the very beginning. Brothers and sisters, we're going to close, and I have much, much, much more to talk to you about. But if you would just hold on to, or I hope I can get a little group together that can write down some of these things, or just take out the important thoughts and distribute it, like they'd be passing out the little papers when you were out in the street. If we could just put some of these things together out of these 2,000 or so talks that we've done and that Imam W.D. Muhammad has done to help keep the lights on in the United States since we live here. And they're wicked here. They're wicked down in South America, Brazil. They're wicked in Mexico. They're wicked. They're evil. They're drug dealing. They're poisoning of great segments. Don't you know over 100,000 Americans die every year from drug overdose, the one they call the fentanyl? And they say they got something worse than that now called trank. And they got flesh-eating drugs, especially a lot of us down in Puerto Rico, where you actually are still alive, but you're looking at your bone being rotted off by the drugs, the street drugs. Yes, brothers and sisters. Pray to Allah that you will be successful Muslims, strong Muslims, and be a great adversary. That means an enemy against Satan. Allah says treat him as an enemy. It's right in the Quran. He's your enemy. Allah says he's your enemy, so treat him as an enemy. They telling you to love your enemy. That's the devil. Turn the other cheek. That's the devil. The children of Israel are using the media and religious stories and religious scripture pages they've given the people as a holy book. They put lies in there to mislead the people from reality. Brothers and sisters, we live in the real reality. And Allah says we'll be there. And then he says when we pass away from our earthly life, we'll be in the hereafter for all the days that the heavens and the earth exist, receiving the biggest and highest and best bounty, so beautiful, so wonderful, so joyful that we cannot even imagine how wonderful and happy and pleased we'll be. Near Allah, near Allah. Oh, praise to Allah. Alhamdulillah. Assalamu alaikum. Inna Allah wa malaikatahu yusalluna ala nabi. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima. That means surely Allah and his angels do salute Muhammad. O you who believe, O you who believe, do you likewise, and give him the great salute of great and respect. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa Allah alay Muhammad. Allahumma salli ta'ala Ibrahim wa Allah alay Ibrahim. Innaka hamidu majid. Allahumma barak alay Muhammad wa Allah alay Muhammad. Kama barakta ala Ibrahim ala Ibrahim kal alamin innaka hamidu majid. And that means, O Allah, exalt Muhammad and the family and the followers of Muhammad as you exalted Abraham and his family and followers. O Allah, bless Muhammad and his family and followers of you as you did bless Abraham and his family and followers. So surely you are praised and magnified. Rabbana hab lana min azwajina wa dhurriyyatina qurrata a'yunin waj'alna lil muttaqina imama. Our Lord, give us wives and offspring. Give us wives and children that will be a comfort to our eyes, to our mind, to our spirit, to our life. And give us the grace, grant us the grace to lead the righteous. Rabbana aghfir lana dhunubana wa israfina fi amrina wa thabbit aqdamana wa ansurna ala al-qawmi al-kafirin. Our Lord, forgive us
our sins and anything we may have done that transgressed our duty. Establish our feet firmly and give us, help us against those who stand against faith. Rabbana atina fi dunya hasanatan wa fil akhirati hasanatan wa qina adhabannar. Our Lord, give us good in this world and good in the hereafter, and save us from the chastisement of hell fire. Amen. That means stand the prayer, line up shoulder to shoulder, foot to foot. We'll call the comma, which means to stand up. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah, ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. Hayya ala salah, hayya ala salah. Father Khan, it is for that, Father Khan, it is for that. Hayyal al-Salah, Hayyal al-Falah, Adakam al-Falah, Adakam al-Falah, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, La ilaha illallah, La ilaha illallah, Muhammad Rasulullah. This is Salat to Jumah, two rakahs, two repetitions, and we're praying only to Allah. Allahu Akbar. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Untum khayr ummatin ukhrijat lil-nas. Ta'maruna bil-mahfuz wa tanhauna lal-munkari wa tu'minuna billah. Wa law amana ahlal kitab illa kana khayra lakum. Minhumul mu'minun wa akkarhumul fasikun. Allahu Akbar. Ami Allahu liman hamida. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Bismillahi Rahmani Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Ar-Rahmani Rahim. Maliki Yawm al-Din. إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل أعوذ برب الناس مالك الناس إله الناس من شر الوسواس الخناس الذي يوسوس في صدور الناس من الجنة والناس. الله أكبر. سمي الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. As-salamu alaykum wa rahmatullah. As-salamu alaykum wa rahmatullah.
Takbir, Allahu Akbar. Takbir, Allahu Akbar. Takbir, Allahu Akbar. As-salamu alaykum, brothers and sisters. We're asking Allah to have mercy upon our sick and those who have passed on. We're asking that Allah, we're praying that Allah would bless them, have mercy upon them, forgive them their sins, bless those who are healed to return to their moral, mental, and spiritual strength, physical strength, get on their feet and get back to the life that they must live until Allah calls them. And we're asking Allah that those who have returned to Him who passed away, we're asking Allah to bless them, have mercy upon them, forgive them their sins, and admit them into paradise. Amen. Brothers and sisters, we thank Allah for guiding us and helping us, and we appreciate the support of the Blog Talk Radio who carries our message. and who has been helping us for probably about 10 years, I guess. And we want to let Brother Amin Yasir Muhammad know how much we appreciate him and his staff over at Blog Talk Radio. And we are asking all of you believers to come back and listen to us anytime, every week. Every week we're speaking somewhere. And we thank Allah for the support that we have. And we thank Allah for all of you Muslims who keep staying the course and being the best people that you can be. And Allah says that that's how he has made you, and that's what he has made you for, the best life in the creation, and the rest are benefited from the fact that you have the strength to obey Allah. Alhamdulillah. Thank you again. We're here in Los Angeles. My name is Muhammad Khatib. If you need to reach us, the number you probably know already is 310-925-3945. 310-925-3945. May Allah bless you. As-salamu alaykum wa rahmatullah.